Okay, here we go. We're in the Sefer of the Yenuka. Now we're in the chapter of peace of mind, Yishuv Hadas, a settled mind, a relaxed mind, a calmed mind, a chilled out mind. However you want to translate it, we're all after this state of mind. I promise you, you are trying to reach this state of mind. So let's go. Number one. Yishuv Hadas hu hechrechi le'etzem chaye adam. Having peace of mind is like a requirement, a foundational requirement to live a life as a human. You have to have peace of mind if you want to live a life. Ki kasher datu miyushev asalav, because when your mind is relaxed and at ease and composed, hu yachol lichiyos es chayav, then you could finally live your life. Now you could live your life. Your mind is relaxed. You're chilled out. And now you can return to God and you can get close truthfully in the pathways of God. You chilled out mind? Easy. Now you can get close to God. And then a person can properly contemplate and think and make justice out of his life. Like, my life makes sense. Like, oh, now I understand my life, of why I was created and what the purpose of me being here and all these things that are happening to me. I now understand it all. It's all good. I have justice. Like, I don't have any claims against reality. Not complaining. I'm not poor me. No bittering. No suffering. I got this. My mind is relaxed. Number two. After a human finally reaches the level of getting a peace of mind, you got a little peace of mind, you know, you finally found a little peace of mind, thank God. Now you got to fight to have your mind settled over and over. And every time, like, you get a new, like if something happens or on any level you get to, it's going to be a constant battle. Meaning once you achieve a peace of mind, you're going to have to fight to hold on to it. It's a battle. And every day you have to like judge and like assess yourself from anew of like, which path should I be going on? Every day, like recalibrate. Let's lock in every single day. Being chilled out and having a peace of mind is a constant battle. Number three. B'chol davar sh'oiseh yelech yachad im tefila. Whatever you do in this world, you should always do it with prayer. Prayer should be accompanying everything you do in this world. B'yispalel sh'yizkeh lavo mikach yishuv hadas. And you should pray that you should be worthy to come to a place of peace of mind, of a composed mind. You should come to a place of chilling in your mind. You should pray for that. Therefore, you will be able to think about the pathways that you should be and the things you should be doing and make justice, like it all makes sense to you. You're at peace in a truthful, like totally truthful way of where you should be doing and what should be happening to you in your life and your path. You're like, you know, you're just, everything's all good. You know that where you're going you just know. You guys know what I'm saying. I hope. I don't want to over-translate. That's just what it says. Everything you do, pray that you should be worthy to have a chilled out mind. And this, in this way, you'll be able to consider your pathways and make sense of your life in a truthful way, which way you should go. Let's go. Number four. Yishuv hadas shalem hu kasher in kol safek mahu ratzon Hashem yisbarach mimenu b'chol es v'rega. A real chilled mind, a real state of peaceful mind, like a totally peaceful mind. You want to know what it is? What it looks like? It's when a human has no doubts. You don't have any doubts. Should have, could have, would have, all these doubts ruminating in your mind. What does God want from me? All these throughout the day, you're like, what does God want from me? It's like, when you remember you're in traffic, you're like, geez, what does God want from me? It's like, bro, just chill out, bro. Accept that you're in traffic. Surrender a little. Stop wondering what God wants from you when life gets hard. And then all these different times and scenarios you find yourself in, you have this wonder. You want to be chilled? None of that. You just accept it. You let go. You surrendered. No doubts. Let's go. Number 5. Hamilchama al Yishuv Hadas, hi al yidei ha-tfilah. The war that we have to fight to get a chilled out peace of mind happens through the mechanism of prayer. It's not a war with fists. It's not a war with words. Well, I guess it is a war with words if it's prayer. It's prayer. That's how we fight this. We fight the battle to get peace of mind through prayer. You want to chill? You don't have to smoke something or take a drug or a plant. I mean, obviously, some people, if your doctor prescribes it, I'm not going to judge you, but the eunuch is saying here, you want to have a chilled out mind? Just pray for it. You'll have a chilled out mind. And the same thing with the war with Amalek. When the Israelites fought Amalek in the desert in Egypt, when we left with Moses, when Moses was there with the war, when he would lift up his hands to the heavens, Israel would win and they would conquer and they would start winning the war when Moses was lifting up his hands. Because Moses lifting up his hands caused the Israelites to lift up their eyes and to subjugate their hearts to their Father in heaven. Moses was reminding them about the all goodness. So when they felt everything was all good, they were able to win the war. When they started bugging out and panicking, freaking out, messing with their own chill, that's when they lost the war. Don't mess with your own chill. And Moses was the reminder for them that it's all good. Let's go. This is great stuff. Wow. Number 6. Al yidei shekovei ha'adam zmanim shaleis cheshboin lechashev derachav. Through a person setting times to make a calculation. Let me set a time to think and ponder. To think about my paths. What am I doing in this world? To align and meditate on your purpose and your aspirations. What do you want to do? What are your goals? Think about that. Stop to think about it. And you'll be able to organize all your activities, whether it's physical activities, banking and bills, or it's spiritual activities, when you learn Torah or prayer, all this stuff, you're organized. What do I want to do? Set it all out. Nasa lo sidorim, you'll make yourself a seder or an order. You'll have a plan. You'll have a schedule. You'll know what's going on. People don't have schedules or plans. They kind of lose their mind a little sometimes. V'yachol yashev dato. And because you've done all this, you've set things and you've played, and you've made yourself a schedule. You know what you're doing in life. Now you can finally achieve a state of mind of peace, a relaxed state of mind. Let's go. Number 7. Kasher soed b'derech eretz b'kedusha. When a person eats in the manner of refined, proper eating and holy eating. I'm not eating like an animal. I'm taking bites, chewing well. I'm not scarfing and scrunching like an animal. I'm not eating like a pig. When you do that, Umevarech bim sinus keroi liyachid kol bracha l'Hashem yisparach. And when you make your blessing with calm, and you make the blessing with food, you're calm with intention, you make a blessing, you eat, you're not an animal properly. When you do that, you unite the whole blessing that you made to God. Your blessing gets united with God. And that can help you become worthy for a chilled out, relaxed mind. You want to chill out and relax? Make a bracha before you eat. Calm and relaxed. Didn't know that. New information. Let's go. People take drugs to relax their mind. You just got to make a bracha. What's going on here? Number 8. Kichol shemasas nafsho hilagia lebeis hamikdash. All the more so that a person's soul yearns to reach a Beit HaMikdash, a third temple. If your soul is yearning for the Beit HaMikdash, Torasu Mish Tameres, your Torah will be preserved. The Torah that you learn and keep and study, everything will be real. Like, it's going to be locked in. All you have to do is yearn for the Beit HaMikdash, you want the temple, all your Torah is going to be real and locked in and preserved. Veimbus Fekus Ukushus, you're going to have no doubts or questions in your life. You're not going to mess with your chill. You're not going to have FOMO. No shoulda, coulda, would'ves. You want the Beit HaMikdash? It's all good. Number 9, and the last one. Be'ez shemargish mitzuka udachak. When a person feels like you're jostled and congested, like you're pressure, like life is pressure, like choking, like I can't breathe because of the stress and pressure of life. Life is too crazy, too stressed. Oh my gosh. What happens when you're feeling that? Or if suffering comes on a person, you know, you're just suffering. God forbid. So if you're suffering or if you're congested and choking in life, and you can't relax and calm your mind, you don't know how to relax and calm yourself down, you don't know how to find peace of mind, what do you do? First and foremost, the first thing you should do is submit and nullify yourself before God, like we just learned before in the last series, that you just cancel yourself out to God. And then if you do that, the strict judgment that's on you at that situation will pass from you if you surrender. If you don't surrender, if you try to fight, poor me, ego, I'm owed this, I deserve, I, me. If you do all this stuff, you're not going nowhere. But if you just let go, you're like, oh my God. You turn to God, your sufferings will leave you then. This is what the Chasam Sofer said, may his merit rest upon us. Just like he quotes in the name of the sages, he quotes the sages when there's a concept in the time of the Holy Temple. Can you imagine how packed it was, all the Jews there? There was a miracle. What was the miracle? Everyone was standing in the Holy Temple, and they were like packed, like sardines. Like you couldn't move. It was people packed. But when it came time to everyone bow down and prostrate themselves, somehow there was an expansion that happened, and there was room for everyone to prostrate themselves. So, like, that doesn't make sense, because if we're standing and there's no room, there's no room for everyone to lie down. But the miracle of the Holy Temple was there was room that everyone could lie down and prostrate themselves on the floor, even though there was no room for standing. But there was room for prostration. So we're going to learn the secret Kabbalistic meaning behind this principle. So when a person's standing and he feels congested and blocked and you're choked and you're so pressured, when that happens to you, it's as if to say, as it's as if to say that the attribute of judgment, of strict justice, is on your back, putting pressure on you. It's like now you're being rocked. What are you supposed to do? Like, and that's analogous to being crowded, like when you're in a tight crowd. Bow down to God. And then there will be expansion. There will be space will be made. So just like the people in the temple were congested standing, but when they bow down, there was no congestion. So that means when life is hitting you with congestion and choking you and you can't chill, bow down. Bow down to God. Prostrate yourself. Nullify yourself to God. Throw it on Him. Don't make it about you. You're not owed anything. But God does love you and feels bad for your suffering. This is a great piece. I hope everyone chills out. I hope everyone's relaxed. I hope we all have a composed mind. And I hope we pray for it. I close my eyes right now. I'm praying for all of you. My Yassis and my Al-Yakums and the Miriams and all these people out there that I love so much. Let's go. Stay strong. Over and out. We got this.